Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi sir, this is Max Wilson from eBay Customer Support. How can I help you?
Right.
So do you receive any kind of automatically voice message from the beginning of the call? Purchase for $299 for...
Not for me, no.
Okay, you received a voicemail about any transaction?
I don't know about that.
Okay, that means you are received that voicemail. Okay, this is to inform you that from the beginning of the call, we are sending you the voicemail about the transaction. Like, it's from eBay, the eBay company. Why? I'll tell you. Like, it's not you, it's somebody else. Someone are trying to misuse your information. Okay.
So no, I haven't got any transaction for $299.
Okay, so you want to cancel the payment?
Yes.
Alright, I will be helping you to cancel the transaction and refund money get back to your side, $299. Is that okay for you?
Yes, what is it? What's the transaction?
The transaction for iTunes gift card. Somebody are trying to purchase an iTunes gift card for $299 through your... $299. Okay. So, I tell you what you need to do first, tell me, like, do you have any computer or laptop in your house?
When I get home tonight.
Alright, and do you have any cell phone, like any Apple iPhone or any Android mobile?
I'll have to check it tonight and see what that's about. It wouldn't be $299.
It's for... iTunes gift card. Somebody are trying to purchase an iTunes gift card with the help of your information. So we are going to simply provide you the cancellation form and cancellation 9-digit code so that you can fill up the form and cancel the transaction. And once you fill up the form and submitted the form, then your money will be your fraudulent payment will be cancelled. And you get a refund money from eBay. Should be $299. So may I know that, which cell phone do you using right now? So that I can help you out further.
Look, I'll have to check that tonight when I get on. But I haven't got that. I will have to check. All right?
Why you need to check? Where you can check?
I want to know, I did buy something myself last night.
Okay.
It's not $219. It would be about $150.
Okay, that means you using, you use the eBay account? It belongs for eBay?
Yeah, last night, yes.
Okay, I'm not talking about your, type of transaction I'm talking about, like your eBay account has been compromised by some other people. So for that reason, we are just going to help you out to secure your eBay account and cancel the transaction. So if you have any mobile phone, then I'm going to instruct you how to get connected with our eBay customer support, and once you get connected with our eBay customer support, then you your eBay account will be secure and safe.
Okay.
So that's from, yeah. So which which mobile phone are you using, sir? Is it your iPhone or is it your Android? That's why I'm going to asking you many times.
Okay.
But I'll
cancel that
because
it's nothing serious,
no. Yes, I'm just trying to do, sir, with the help of in order to help you out. You just tell me which cell phone do you have.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Your cell phone name is okay.
I'm not sure what you're talking about there.
The 411-709-399. This number has been registered and I'm damn sure you have an iPhone. Right.
Right, okay.
So can you please do one thing for me? Just put my phone call in the loudspeaker so that you can hear my voice properly.
Right. Okay.
And after that, you need to scroll up in your page and go back to the normal wallpaper screen. And once you go back to the normal wallpaper screen, you need to open up your App Store application, which is blue color icon with capital letter A. Trying to open it up, sir.
Yeah, look, I don't know how to do any of that.
Okay, so tell me what you can see on your screen.
I'm in my car.
I can't get to it. Okay, you are in the car. Say, keep driving. I'm with you.
All I can see in my car screen is your phone number. 0427-558662.
Okay, now with the help of your finger, you need to scroll it up your screen down to very bottom to top. Scroll it up. And go back to the home screen.
That's not going to happen on my mobile. I'm just scrolling. It just stays there.
No, just look. Go to your very bottom. Touch on your finger. Down to up. Swipe it.
Can't do it.
You can do it, or I'm going to transfer the call to my senior supervisor on the floor so they will guide you how to do that.
Yeah, okay. I'll have to get something. Okay, brother.
All right, can I call back you after 15 minutes later?
Can you just send me a message through the eBay and I'll check it out tonight when I get home.
But the problem is that is your 3D cancellation form, so we can't send into your mail. You just give me a convenient time, then I will be get back to you. Can I call back you after 20 minutes later or half an hour later? Is that fine for you?
I understand what you're saying, but I can't do it.
Like you can't do it means you don't know how to use your mobile phone or you die?
No, I don't. No.
Okay, then hold on. I'm going to explain you. Okay. Have a look on your mobile phone. Okay. Look at the very bottom. Touch on that finger. Yeah.
So you're not even on there now?
Sorry? What are you saying?
You're not on my mobile phone. All you are is on my screen on my car.
Alright, just wait a while. I'm going to transfer the call to my senior supervisor on the floor. He will guide you how to do that.
Yeah, well, you can't because I can't do it on this car screen. All it has is a number.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, thank you for being on hold, sir. This is Eric. How are you?
Good.
All right, so now, can you tell me what can you see into your cell phone now?
Look, I'm not getting anything from there. All I've got is your number on my car screen.
That's what you see, right? And sir, will you confirm me what iPhone do you have? It's an iPhone 11, 12, 13. What do you have?
Like I was saying,
it's a Samsung phone.
Yes.
All right. Do one thing, sir. Just see at the very, very bottom of your mobile phone. Did you see a circle button?
Button. There's no. There's the apps. There's the phone. There's the messages.
Yeah, click on the apps. Where you see apps, click on the apps.
All right. See it?
Click on, yeah. Now, once you click on the apps, I would believe you can see all the apps over there, like message, camera, WhatsApp, all of these things, right?
Right.
Yeah. Now, over there, look carefully. You will be get to see an application there written like Play Store. Do you see any application, Play Store there?
Application.
Yeah.
No.
It's a Play Store. Yeah, just see it. Play Store.
I'm just looking. Just hang on. No. Look, you'll have to ring me back later to do this.
All right, okay. Just tell me when can you, like, when did you come back, sir? Like, just let me know, like, so that I can give you a call back.
On that number?
Yeah, in the number, right here. Yeah.
So your number's not on my phone.
What I'm telling you is I'm going to give you a call back on your number. So just tell me when can I call you back.
Call me back in about half an hour or so and I'll be back at the workshop.
All right. I'll give you a call back in 30 minutes, all right. Okay, is it okay?
Right.
Thank you very much. Thank you.